I feel a little embarrassed by Brenda's beautiful words and invocation, really, of the purpose of the work that we're doing to translate our visions, our sense of hope, our instincts for a better way of life into reality, into our lifestyles, into our communities, into our family, our greater family, the whole Earth community. Because that is the place of origin of our vision. It comes from the Earth community through us. It doesn't belong to any of us. It graces our lives, it blesses our hearts, and it gives us our wisdom. And then it's up to us. How accountable can we be? How responsible can we be? These are not easy times to take responsibility, to be a person of conscience, to be a sensitive person, to seek to live with compassion. These are not easy times, and this is not an easy nation or a national moment. Because there is so much that's taking place that is antithetical, that is hostile, that is contemptuous of the dream we carry, we're here to realize. There's a lot of pain. And I am not one to push it under the rug, to pull away from it, because I think sometimes by living with embracing and bringing our love into the areas where there's suffering, in our own hearts, in our families, in the world, that's how we grow stronger. It's one of the ways we become more human, more connected, more capable of what is asked. I noticed when I got here today that my talk is titled Turning Pain into Passion, I think. I don't know where that phrase came from. I think maybe my wife, Dale, who isn't with us today but sends her love to all of you, came up with it. It was kind of news to me today when I saw it. But that's fine. We can work with that. There is an art, I think, to being with suffering that is indispensable to a conscious life. Because otherwise we're in denial mode, you know, we're avoiding, we're compensating, we're trying to not feel something that we feel. And it's part of our treasure in some way, because it links us. And learning not to denial, as a man certainly, men are really conditioned to deny pain, to deny our pain. But when we do that, we pay a price. I was thinking on the way up here, what did I want to talk about? And the phrase that came to me was the agony and the ecstasy of our times. Do you know what I mean? The agony and the ecstasy of our times. The agony, the planetary anguish. I mean, each of us has our own personal pain. We have our dysfunctional relationships. We have our patterns of unconsciousness. We have our ways of undermining our optimum functioning. We have our challenges. We have the stuff to work with that we've got. And I'm looking at the negative side of it for a moment. And also there is a larger context of pain. There are so many ways in which our culture is out of phase with our own essential human nature, with what is necessary for us to even survive, actually, certainly for quality of life to continue, for there to be a spiritually fulfilling, socially just, and environmentally sustainable human presence on this planet. So I would like to ask you to name, I'll in a moment ask you to raise your hands if you would, and I'll call on you, and just name, you don't have to go into any detail, but just name one of the issues that lives in our common heart that's causing us pain, that's distressing us, that's reflecting the anguish and expressing it, that is it. I mean, there's so many ways that we can go about this, but just any of them. I want to hear a bunch. Yes. Immense animal, immeasurable animal suffering. Yes. Violence. Bush. That about summarizes a few things, doesn't it? Yeah. Isolation. Mm-hmm. Confirmed ignorance. Yes. Darfur. Global warming? Yeah. Shout out of some, but shout loud. Noise. Misinformation. Pollution. Corporate media. Oppression. Fundamentalism. Corruption. Nuclear weapons. Chemicals in food. Poverty, greed and corruption, poor nutrition, racism, lack of compassion, mass extinction, species extinction, overpopulation, election fraud, sugar. Peak oil, the media, agribusiness. I didn't hear it, something, but yeah. Pharmaceutical business, global warming. Okay, we could roll with this one a while. But, you know, but each of these things really represents an insult to life. And as living beings, we bear the brunt of that. And we can distance ourselves from it. We need to cope sometimes, but we do that by isolating ourselves. Like, we entertain ourselves to death, or we trivialize. We just have ways of coping. And still the pain remains. It's there. These things are continuing. Many of them are actually getting worse.